Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said of Jesus, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, and by the prince of demons he casts out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That's the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can plunder the house." Amen. I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the Feast of Thomas Aquinas, although the reading we have here is the regular reading for the day from the Gospel of Mark. And basically, we need only say one thing. Don't mess around with the Holy Spirit. Don't underestimate the Holy Spirit. Don't dismiss and diminish the importance of the Holy Spirit. When it comes to the Holy Spirit, don't fool around. Yes, Jesus' statement is quite strong about not blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. And I would say Jesus even gets carried away as he says, anything you do can be handled and can be forgiven. But the one thing that just can't get itself worked out is if you do in the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the source of life, is the source of spiritual life. There are many statements in the New Testament, such as Paul's letter to the Ephesians, in which Paul writes, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit." Or Paul writing to the Thessalonians, "Do not stifle or suffocate the Holy Spirit." So Paul is already aware of the significance and the power of the Spirit, and that if we stifle, suffocate, do not give the Holy Spirit breathing room, if we grieve, upset the Holy Spirit, we're in trouble, because for Paul, the Spirit is the source of our own spiritual living, the source of our prayer, the soul of the church, the source of unity and diversity, and the many gifts in the church. If we go to the Gospel of John, the Holy Spirit is that wind that blows where it will. It's that wind that gives life. In Luke, it's the wind and the fire that comes with Pentecost, the Spirit that enlivens, that rejuvenates. And so, each in their own way helps us to appreciate this gift of the Holy Spirit. So often, as Christians, we can focus our attention almost exclusively at times on Jesus Christ. Not that the centrality of Jesus is to be dismissed, but in the Trinity, the Spirit and the Son are equal with the Father. Yet we can have a tendency at times to just forget about the Holy Spirit. So when the synoptic writers give us Jesus saying, don't blaspheme against the Spirit. It's just upping the ante. Don't grieve. Don't suffocate. Don't blaspheme. The statement of Jesus strikes me as exaggeration. It's not that Jesus is saying in a literal kind of way, there is a sin out there that cannot be forgiven. Jesus is more than aware that everything can be forgiven, that forgiveness is what it's about, that we are to forgive, that God forgives. There are enough parables like that. But what Jesus wants to emphasize is, once you've allowed the Holy Spirit to die within you, what chance is there left to come back to life? Because to live is to live in the Spirit. And so Jesus is even saying, even if you blaspheme against me, even if you blaspheme against the Son of Man, that's secondary almost. But don't neglect. Don't fool around with. Don't fail to take seriously this gift of the Spirit, this life-giving Spirit. So it's not a question of searching for what the sin is. It's Jesus' anger, in a sense, at these scribes who have accused him of having an evil spirit, when in fact it's under the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus acts. Jesus came to give us the Spirit, to unleash the Spirit on the world. And so today, as we hear these strong words in Mark, we can see Jesus strongly saying, hey, wait a moment. I can put up with many things. And God, yes, in the end, can forgive anything. But if you lack contact with this Holy Spirit within you, if you really suffocated, extinguish this gift of the Holy Spirit, then you don't have anything left that can really be reignited. You really then are spiritually dead. So Jesus warns us in the strongest words possible, don't fool around when it comes to the Spirit. Take the Holy Spirit seriously. Please.